If the government is giving money, funds to low-income disabled families, will it lift the responsibility of the husband or the father to earn for the family? Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. What it is that to earn for the children and for the family, the money that has to be used first, technically speaking, right, is their money. So if a child, right, if a child has his own money, like inheritance, for example, then you could actually spend from that child's money on them, on their own clothes and everything. It's not a primary responsibility on the father. The primary responsibility comes from the child's own. But generally, children don't have their own money. So that's why it has to be provided. Now, if the government is providing it, then technically speaking, you don't have to tell the husbands this, but they are absolved of this responsibility. Because the main purpose and objective is that the child, the children, is looked after. So if they're being looked after by any source, any funding, then the husband's responsibility is fulfilled. So basically, what I'm trying to say is that it's not an obligation on the husband that he must fulfill it, despite the fact that there's other money there, right? With the wife, though, during the marriage and during the iddah period, the husband has to pay her, even if she's got her own money. He's responsible for that. When it comes to children, if they've got their own money, you could technically use that money, right, to fulfill the responsibility. When it comes to if they don't have the money, but somebody else is providing that money, then technically the husband's responsibility is being fulfilled. So you don't have to tell your husbands that if you don't want to and you want them to earn for you. But the idea is that yes, the husband's responsibility is fulfilled if the money is being received from elsewhere, because the main objective is that somebody is voluntarily, I mean the government voluntarily is providing. So alhamdulillah, they're being provided. That's the main thing. You know, what would be the extra for? Of course, it may not seem nice for the husband. I know of fathers who've been divorced and who insist on paying and giving to their wives, sorry, for their children, right? Even if they've been cut off, because they want to show that they are the father, right? So that in the future, that child is not going to say that you deserted me, right? So there is that aspect of it. But if the children are being supplied and, you know, with sufficient, then that should be sufficient. The husband is not then obliged, generally speaking.